Okay, welcome everybody. Pablo, Pablo, Argentina. I'm part of that name is in there. Africa Open Game Project. Africa Open Game Project is the first game at like the Blender Institute. This project already finished. Well, it was like never finished actually, but it finished in August. Since August, we've been trying to get it to work on most computers, like the technical part finished and the artists are finished. So we're still trying to get it released in 1 week, maybe. We have to send the DVDs to print and all the boring kind of boring stuff. So, Apricot Open Game Project. Apricot came because of the similar to the pitch. Pitch project, well, you already know the pitch project. The Apricot one, we decided to use that name because it's going to be a game project delivered from the Deepak Mining project, the pitch project.
Now we can talk.
Okay, yeah. Africa Open Game Project is it's the idea of making a game, an open game, with Blender as a. Well, this idea is from February of making an open game, like the open. It's an open content, so everybody can use it, distribute it, share it to wherever they want, to the file. The starting idea was to use Blender as a prototyping. Okay. Okay. Well, the idea of the project was to use Blender as a prototyping, as making all the 3D arts, all the animations, texture, materials, everything, and use an external game engine, named Crystal Space, as delivery platform. So we will do all the game, all the actually the art in Blender, and then we will try to get it working into Crystal Space as a delivery platform. That was the main idea, but things were slow at one moment, but mostly I'm an artist in the team. We were two artists actually, Chris, Benjamin, Forbes, and I, me. We were the two artists working in the team. We had to work with Crystal Space from the artist side. And it seems like it wasn't really polished, that part, because it was kind of slow. The workflow was really slow in some parts. Animating, trying to see these animations I make, I want to see them in the game. And it wasn't really the fastest workflow we can get. We have to edit text files and like 3-4 months into the project, the other artists and me, we decided to give Blender Game Engine a try. Why not? We were not really happy with what we have. Actually, the developers of the Crystal Space were really happy with what they have, but we weren't really getting that feeling of we're making a game and now we're playing, and we get this feedback of making the game, making the textures, and then see the final product immediately. And I don't have a game background, but I thought that was supposed to be, and that was supposed to happen. I should see what I do. And Chris had this background, and yeah, he actually said that, yeah, this is not going to work. I mean, it's pretty slow. We have 2 months left, 3 months almost to deliver again. And this is not working, actually. So, okay, what we have now in the crystal space, that's the 4 months. And then again, blender, not blender again, sorry. We have a walking character, right? This guy. We have throwing nuts. Okay, we can attack other characters. And I can jump, and I can glide, jump and glide a little bit from some certain distance. But actually, we want more than that. And 4 months to do that, actually, too long. Throwing nuts and run and walk. Okay, we got new ideas. We can add ships, we can throw ships, we can kill ships, we can kill butterflies. And well, we can't in crystal. Why? Not because crystal space is not perfect. It's a really good game engine, I think. But the blender to crystal connection wasn't really tight enough for us to actually have that feeling that making the ideas possible in a fast way. We needed the developers, and maybe the ideas, our ideas, with the developers, we didn't have this I don't know if they didn't get the ideas, or it was kind of difficult for that, from that point. So, okay, let's try with the better game engine. I played with a better game engine a long time ago when I started with Blender. It was fun, it was okay. Then I moved to rendering. But this guy, Blender engine, Chris, actually had a game Blender background. So, one night, one really crazy night, everybody left in the institute where it was 12 at night. We were thinking, what if we try to do something with the Blender game engine? Could work, I don't know. Okay, let's try. He was trying to make the Blender game engine run with our little character and all the animations and art we already had. I was trying to get the shaders to work well, because that time the shaders in the Blender game engine weren't that well. The system was kind of old. It was coded in 1990 something, so yeah, it was kind of old. Huh? Ready?
No?
2001. 2001.
Yeah.
Okay, 2001.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't really up to date. No. So, okay, I was trying that. He was trying to get all the logic in, and in 5 hours, it was 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and, hey, Pablo, take a look. Hey, what's that? The Blender game engine. Oh, and you have a tracking
running?
Yeah, I have it running, walking, and jumping, and gliding, and look at the ship, keep it, go with it. Hey, 5 hours? Yeah, 5 hours. So yeah, we thought, something's wrong here. So this shouldn't be happening. So, okay, we wait a day more. It was Wednesday. So Thursday night, everybody left in the institute. And we keep on working on the day, secretly, like a separate project. And it was a lot of fun. It was, you make the animation, you had a few logic bricks, and then you got it, the animation, right there, feedback. Press P, and wow, my character is running, I can move it, I can jump, and everything. And yeah, that kind of feedback was really, you can really feel that you're, oh, this animation doesn't work, okay. You change the animation, the keyframes, the IPO, P, oh, no. Then you fix it, and yeah, it's really, really fun to work that way. And we're not coders, we're artists, so we make the coders who don't get this, and we're artists and we're getting it. The feeling was being weird. So, that Friday night, we showed to talk about that. And the producer of the episode, okay. And we got a meeting the next week. It was a long meeting. Well, all of our meetings were long, but this one was specifically really long. And we thought about, okay, let's keep on working on the crystal space. We will try to make the prototyping in the Blender game engine. the work with the two artists and one developer, Campbell Barnes. We kept on working on the render game engine, making art and animations that they can use in the crystal space. And they all keep working on the crystal space game. So the time, we didn't have any improvement from the crystal, from the other game engine. So we keep on working on the render game engine, keep on working. And finally, we scored, it was much fun, and we put all our time on the better game engine. And something like this came out, something similar. I will show the game now, but I'm not sure if the game actually.
Yeah, we're waiting
for it. The game? Oh, okay, I see. I'm worried. So, I can hear you. Okay, I think I have a copy here. I have the DVD here.
Ooh!
I mean, to show the, no, the DVD after.
The show
yeah? Yeah, makes sense. Now, first the game and then the DVD. Yo, Frankie. I copy to my disk because my CD, DVD drive is not that. So, okay, here's the game. Boring. I got all the resources of the files and the binaries for all the platforms. Windows, Linux, and Mac. Okay, let's run the Linux. I hope I have sound. And let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. You see, it starts exactly where Viva Bunny ends. That's the connection. Okay, this is our game.
You have to show the next one.
Okay, I will. I prefer one to see the
game.
Okay, I have a few options here. Let's go to the options. I'm going to change. I can change the graphic shaders and the geometry shader. Actually, this is using the old Blender system for lighting and shading. So this will be seen in every computer. You don't need a new graphic card. Oh, two players. We can also play two players. Things are okay. Let's go back. Play. Thank you. The You're here. Where's Frankie? Down there. This is my starting point. So, what if I... Oh, this is really cheating now. Where's my guy? Here. So I can see everything from really high. The mist. I will disable the mist. And the core settings. Oh, it's updating now. So. Disable the mist. It's updating all the shadows. Again, I'll see the texture mode. I usually, that's why I use layers. I actually have some options hidden, but now I'm showing all the layers. So I disable this. Now I can see what clearly what I want to be. So let's take the guy there, over there. Let's move it all the way there. I can fly all the way there. And I can put it closer. There. Or. Well, I'm lazy, so. It's my guy. Right there. Damn. I'm going to go through the level. So, I will save this. And now I will run the game again. So, I need to close the level. And let's play again nicely. And skip the intro. My settings are okay. Right? They're saved into a text file. So you can share it with me. Play. Loading the textures. No, because it's loading two players. But where is it?
Where is it? Here. Right there.
My poor monkey.
Okay, I'll take the monkey. I think the monkey can make it. The good thing about this monkey is not that it's a monkey and it's just a second character. This character was made by Mango Jumbo, one guy from Brazil. And he made all the animations. We didn't ask for that, and he actually made this character. And he said, oh, it could be waving in the tree, of course. But then we said, what if you want it in the game? The way the logic is made for Frankie, we can actually put whatever character we want and replace, put the animations kind of similar to what the Frankie wants, like the same height, when it jumps, same height, or kind of similar actions, and just switch the character. And it worked! So we added this character to him as a thanks, because he also made all the animation for the ride. So let's try it with the monkey. Damn. I should take it now. I have Frankie still here, so I can just go to the other level. Ooh. Narrow. Next level. This level is actually the same. Oh. Oh, that's... I'm holding the mark. I'm holding the mark.
So, when are the DVDs going to print?
But today it should be something to our...
Today? Right, awesome. So this is really actually, and Windows should open automatically. So we've got an index.html and Frankie. Game and express. Well, okay. Reading. And okay, we get now two games. Let the game into one. A little screenshot and the other game. So you can see a video actually where this video for people that can't handle all the options or have problems or want to see actually, okay, what are you going to see in the game? So this is our video too. It's a little yeah, this guy knows how to play better than me. Yeah, the one playing here is Priest. Brandon. He's actually he's the game designer. Most of the ideas of the game come from him. And he is the one that made the first prototype for Joker. He's even more able than he keeps. And he knows how to work. This one. His voice. Oh, holy grail. You can actually, this is really fun. You can Monkey is above Frankie and Frankie is above the screen box. And you can Frankie would oh, the monkey is holding a ship, so it's like and the ship died. Okay, this was a game actually run. So there is also a video about the prison if you can in the DVD. Back. We also got the extras. You want me to show the prisons? Okay, then the extras. What? Ah. You said what I did like. No, okay, I like it. I can show a little bit. This is like a Crystal Space game. Has nice soft shadows too. The counting nuts too. I think that's the ghost mode, the clip mode. The gadget mushroom, that's right. Oh, the water has there. That's nice. Oh, the Pyramids, yeah, that's a character that never make it into the Blender game engine. Okay. Other version. But the collector is there, so anyone wants to pick it up? Shadows are nice. Okay, the next class. And then our DVD, we got production files, in case you don't know where to start. These production files give you a little brief explanation about what does each folder in the production files have. Like, all the structure. Simple Game is a version of our game, but for low specs machines. So if the GSL version, the official version, doesn't work, then you can try this one, and it should work. Got reports of guys working, making that game work in 32 bits, 32 megabytes, and being a TNT card. So. Well, GSL release notes, we got some tutorials to about GSL. I mean, colors, multi textures, planning textures, real time water using animated normal maps. And modeling, also, 1 hour tutorial about modeling the trees from the first vertex to the final product, one with 70k. And lighting, two, making shadow maps, new features they added to the IPO code editor, the logic, how to actually edit our game, and how you can actually learn from this when the game logic. This is already online, I think. I don't know if it's all about this. Yeah, this is the early state from Frankie.plant. Also, the logic details. Lord, how fun you can have here. States. That's a new feature that they want. From Belgium, made for the Blender Game Engine. Lord, all the properties of Frankie and what they mean. Because they mean something, and you can actually achieve a lot more from here. Like this property, life, 13. And what if we take that to 99? Life maximum, you want to have a maximum life, right? All kinds of things. Tutorials and more about Frankie's camera notes. That state simplifies. We need that. And keys, the properties, states, level portals, how to switch from one level to another. There are simple files too. Splashing, how the splashing works. Two players to split screen, how it works, and an event file for that. The menus, how the menus are done. So you know, but to read here, if you want to really see how the game was made, and if you want to make your own games, or you want to expand your Frankie to play with special characters. So, well, we got resources too. This could be a little bit bigger, but for now we got the Creative Commons contextual library. When we started with Chris as an artist, we were looking for nice textures, nice pictures about textures. We didn't find much. They were really small and they were really, you couldn't work like that. Really nice with them. So we went outside, take pictures of textures, and we released it as Creative Commons too. Artwork, some artwork and concepts about the game. Got some drawings to texture all the textures of the game. Really nice concepts made by Andy. And okay, let's do this. No. There. We got some more concepts, ideas that never finish. At least you don't have them really nice, but we never finish. Please. Some wallpapers, even t-shirt, a logo how it evolved from the first models to this one. What's that? I'm glad that this character never made it, but he's there for everyone to use it. Birds, Death Renderings, Piranha, our little Splash. Oh, this is really old. Pretty old story. So we put media, we can have here the old videos about the Blender. Dimension and crystal space. Documents. This is really interesting. If you feel like reading something, that's really interesting. It's all the ideas you got from the first trick of the game. And you can see that a lot of them we never made. But they are there, so if you want to pick it up. Team, well, it's core team, camel bottom. He made almost all the logic, he made a lot of work. I think he's the one that made most work of all of us. Crystal Infrared Flash, Benjamin. He is the main brain behind the game. He got almost all the ideas, he's the art director, game concept. Also, a character animator, Tixel, and Lady. These three guys are from the Blender, from the Crystal Space team. They are just there. And so far, there's nothing really much to see here. We've got the Blender 2.48A, I have to update it. Well, and DLC and other software, Game by Minscape. So this is actually our how our team is composed. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I'm gonna close this. Start menu file. This is the intro actually. Actually, it's all fake. This character, let me come here. Stay there. Everything is here. So, let's see how the main menu is. Doesn't look like a menu, right? I have this auto-death option. Now I have a limit. But, what if I... it's so there.
It's all armatures, right?
Everything is armatures. So, I can grab...
So what we expect to use, we have, of course, a Gamble is a good shot. Gamble is a good shot with the game budget, especially. Frankly, is having a fairly high level of interaction for the environment. But also helps complete integration of our character information system. The whole system, deformation, shape keys, drivers, constraints, everything with animated render or high quality is totally exposed in the game machine. So when he was going to make a menu, he made this and put your amateurs and bones moving around to perform in the middle of it. And you can interactively control everything.
Yeah. Even a shape is
really cool.
Like this. It's actually a shape key in our character. I close, basis, basis, increase. And iPod drivers now are possible in the game engine too. Sounds. Another question? Somebody? Otherwise, I should be correct. Oh, the options also is it's actually all 3D. You see there are advancing. Okay, so I have a great
question. Is the question
I don't see much from here, so...
I was wondering about the lighting. So you had pretty much one light source and one single shadow, right? So, and you prepaid shadow, so where are the limits? I mean, if you play around with more lights or more advanced shadows?
Yeah, actually, some lighting, not all of it, it's fake, mostly the shadows. But the real-time shadow in Frankie is actually at one spot and parented to one vertex image, and it's always followed. And there is a nice option, the layer option for the only shadow option, that it will let us only make Frankie cast shadows, not all the objects around. So that way it's much better, faster. It also doesn't have to cast the shadows of all the objects around. So it's very nice. I will show you.
Part of the shading system in the game engine is a port of the Blender material system. So that has to be unified almost completely. Not every Blender material option is available. It's documented, but a lot of them, 70% including my copy. So there are many lights, many materials, we even have all the diagonal views, blah blah blah. But of course that requires a big computer to put those materials very well.
This is our tree, one of the trees. Normal maps. And... laptops. The lighting for this, actually, if I delete the lights... The light for this object is not big, for example. I can rotate the lights. Or I can rotate the object. And it will react differently to the light. And actually, there is a couple of vertices on it. A few vertices, as you can see. Auto-depth options enabled here.
Even the material models are supported.
Yeah. Here I can change. This is my material. It's almost there. Actually, if I here, if I press shift P to see the actual render. See the difference? So now I'm from the camera view. I will get the camera right there. And wow, this is huge. This is my render. And this is 3D real time. And if I press P, this is the game engine. This is the render and the game engine. So yeah, that's nice. So I think I'm about finished, so I will leave the credit here. So I can thank publicly to everyone here, actually. I'm only one guy, but the game you just saw is made by mainly three people and the community, of course. The community testing all everything, give us feedback. Mango Jumbo, this guy in Brazil, made a lot of work. Benoit in Belgium made a lot of bug fixes. Actually, thanks to him, we started this with Olympic Energy. Sorry?
Yeah, you say instancing in the game engine?
Yeah, public groups. Like in Bebop Money, if you saw the files, then you can actually have all the groups in different files and then bring it as an empty or as a little empty afterwards. You can even use proxies. So you bring your character and then you can animate it locally without changing anything in the reference file, in the linked file. That means totally in a different way. We use exactly the same system. And the logic also works linked.
Yeah. I mean, instancing for performance reasons, not that to split the scene up.
Oh, sorry.
Objects in the game.
Yeah, we use that for the trees, for example, or for the little mushrooms. Or
okay, so they are all instances.
They are all instances.
Nice.
So I think that's it. So I will leave this to thank all the people behind the project. I hope you like it. All the animations made by the Canadian Brazil.
All the publishers can pick it up and make
it work. Yeah.
Good.